you, Lord. Lord Jesus, you're worthy of praise. Oh, we love you, Lord. Thank you for your loving kindness, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Luke chapter 17 this morning. Hallelujah. Appreciate his loving kindness. God is so faithful to us. I was very happy this morning, you know, getting up, getting ready, and got done praying, and gonna go do something else, Luke 17, and go in my room, and my wife's down there praying for service. Got a little boy, he knows it's his birthday party today, but you ask him earlier, what are we going to do today? He said, go to church. You ain't going to find that in the world. No, you won't, but we ain't of the world.
Amen.
We've been translating to the kingdom of his dear son. Amen. Now, hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm trying to think if I should keep your suspense or just blow it like I usually do and tell you anyway. So let's just, we'll see. Let's read here. Luke 17, verse 20. And when he was demanded of the Pharisees when the kingdom of God should come, he answered them and said, the kingdom of God cometh not with observation, neither shall they say, lo here or lo there. For behold, the kingdom of God is within you. And he said unto his disciples, the days will come when they shall desire to see one of the days of the Son of Man, and shall not see it. And they shall say to you, see here, or see there, go not after them, nor follow them. For as the lightning that lighteth out of one part under heaven shineth unto another part under heaven, so shall also the Son of Man be in his day. But first he must suffer many things and be rejected this generation. As it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the days of the Son of Man. They did eat, they drank, they married wives, they were given in marriage until the day that Noah entered into the ark, and the flood came, destroyed them all. Likewise also was it in the days of Lot. They did eat, they drank, they bought, they sold, they planted, they builded. And the same day that Lot went into, out of Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed them all. Even thus shall it be in the day when the Son of Man is revealed. I'd like to take for a thought, and I'll clarify this a little bit here in a minute. Stop having revivals. Stop having revivals. Like I said, I'll clarify that a little bit more here in a minute, but let's bow our heads together. As we come into his house, have you laid down everything else in life and say, Lord, just for at least these few hours, Lord, this is committed to you. Lord, I got a desire in my heart. I believe you put it there, Lord, so you could receive glory. I want to lift it up to you, Lord. Would you raise your hand and say, Lord, that's me. You know what's in my heart, Father. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, how we're grateful, Lord, for your loving kindness today. That while we were sinners, while we had done wrong and knew better, your hand of love stretched down, Lord, and it got a hold of our souls and it pulled it back to yourself. And you didn't just save us, but you took care of us, Lord, and you washed us and you made us clean, Lord, and you provide for us day in and day out. Lord, we raise our hands not unknowingly, but with understanding of how good you've been to us, Lord, and that you're worthy of all praise. Thank you for being who you are, Lord, and thank you for being faithful to your word. As we come to hear from the word of God, I pray that you'd fulfill it in the heart of every person that's here. You that knows our needs and our wants and our desires, Lord, I pray you'd grant to each believer that's here for the glory of God. Destroy every sickness, destroy every work of the enemy, that we might see your glory all over this place, Father, and give you the praise that's due your name. We love you, Father. We ask you to forgive us of our sins and wash us clean once anew as we come into your presence. Speak through my lips, Lord, but let the word have preeminence in every soul that's here to your honor and praise. We love you, Lord Jesus. You're welcome here in this place. You're welcome in our lives. You're welcome in our hearts. Just sweep it and do whatever you want to us, Lord. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. Thank you, Lord. Stop having revivals. Now, you might think, Brother Andrew, what are you doing now? You're going to preach that? We already just going to sit here and wait for the coming of the Lord? No, you all know me better than that. But I do want to read you a quote here. If you'll listen carefully, I've got some profound things that the prophet said, which I believe to be the truth of the word. You're not going to sell me on nothing else anymore. I done tried it, done looked at it. You can go ahead and tell me all that's wrong about it. I don't care if you find what's wrong with this man. I'll tell you, the man you're trying to follow, I can show you a lot more wrong with him than with Brother Branham. I pray that one day God, and I don't mean this to say any disservice to any other man of God, but God, let me be as faithful as the prophet was with the word. Oh my, and you think of the hardships he went through. I wish that I had to make a really big mistake to go through what I do. I make so many dumb mistakes day in and day out. Can you say amen to that? Hallelujah. Lord, let me follow you with all my heart. But God has not left us abandoned. He did not leave us dead. He gave us something greater than... I'm just going to have to just slow down for a minute. Let me read here now. Exposition Church Age. It's come out of Church Age book. This Ephesian Church Age. Brother Branham says this: that cycle of revival and death has never failed. All you have to do is recall this last move of God in the Spirit when men and women dressed like Christians, went to church, prayed all night, took to the street corners, and weren't ashamed of the manifestations of the Spirit. They left their old dead churches and worshipped in homes and old store buildings. This used to be a store here, brother, sister. Hallelujah. They had reality, but it wasn't too long a time until they began to get enough money to build fine new churches. And there ain't nothing wrong with that until you start doing what the rest I'm about to read here is. They put in a choir instead of singing unto the God for themselves. Hallelujah. Then they put in a Nicolaitan system to make the preachers preach the gospel instead of preaching it themselves. Woo-hoo! Hallelujah. Only a few of you believe that, but that's okay. They put gowns on the choir. They organized the movement and ran it by man. They soon began to read books that weren't fit to read. They let down the bars and the goats came in and took over. The cry of joy was gone. The freedom of the Spirit was gone. Oh, they kept on with the form, but the fire had died down and the blackness of ashes is about all that was left. A few moments ago, I mentioned that John understood what it was to love God. The great apostle of love would certainly see it when he began to lose their first love of God. In 1 John 5:3, he says, "For this is the love, that we keep his commandments, his word." I like to see these that are talking about grace and saying that's why we can go cut our hair and wear pants and all that stuff, because we're saved by grace. We don't need all that legalism from that prophet. Here is the man of love. Here is the disciple whom Jesus loved, writing down and says, this is how we show our love. We obey his commandments. Amen. Don't give me this grace without obedience. There's no such thing. Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord that gave him the blueprint to build the ark, but obedience built the ark. Amen. The grace of God provided, but obedience saved him. Amen. Come on now. Grace provided us a message. None of you asked for it. Hallelujah. We were going off in any old direction. All of a sudden it came to us. Come on, buddy, say it. That's right. I think we need to loosen up a little bit and realize the grace of God to us, brother, sister. Hallelujah. We didn't know what to do. I didn't know nothing about it. I sat and looked at it every day. I had it all around on walls and stuff. I didn't know nothing about it. But you don't see with your eyes. You see with your heart. Amen. And one day I met the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob, the God of Brother Branham, the God of this, not of this evil age, but the one who already whipped that God. Hallelujah. That cycle revival has never failed. I'm going to keep reading here now. But it's the love of God that we keep his commandment, his word. One little deviation from that word was a step away from Christ. People say they love God. They go to church. They even shout and rejoice and sing and have a great emotional time. But when it is all over, watch and see if they are in that word, walking in it, living in it. If they'll go through all the other and then don't walk in the word, they can't. They can say they love God, but their lives tell another story. I wonder if John didn't see a lot of that before he died. People said they love God, but not obeying his word. Oh, Ephesian church, something has happened to you. Someone is trying to either add to that word or take from it. But they are doing it so subtly that you can't see it. They haven't made a move so big you can see it out there in the open. It's undercover. They are bringing it in by way of reasoning and human understanding, and it will take over unless you refuse it. Go back to Pentecost before it's too late. But as usual, people don't heed God's warning. That revival fire built upon the sacred word is so wonderful, and the manifestation of the Spirit so blessed, that a little fear creeps in and whispers in the heart, says, how can we protect this truth we have? What can we do to see the revival goes on? That is when the Antichrist spirit comes in and whispers, look, you have the truth now. See that it doesn't get lost. Organize and set up your creed of what you believe. Put it all in a church manual. And they do it. They organize. They add to the word. They did just like Eve did for taking one wrong word. It's God's word that brings life. And it's not what we say about the word that counts, but it's what God said. And if you go watch every age, brother, sister, Luther came out with justification. He's preaching the word to get them people out of that Catholic system. But it didn't take too long to where they said, look, if we don't, there's a black name going out now. There's people saying Luther's saying this, and he didn't say that. And they're going off here swinging in all these different directions. So they said, we got to do something about this. You don't need to do nothing about it. God protects his own word. That's the problem. Then they said, we got to do something about this. We got to stop this from going on and people spreading lies. Jesus didn't do that.
Oh, never.
Hallelujah. After his resurrection, he never came to Caiaphas and said, see, I told you I'd raise the third day. That's what we think we're doing it in the message, brother, sister. You get people are selling their lives one way or the other, either to destroy the message or to prove it's all right. We ain't got no time for that. It's the bride's time. Hallelujah. Because we organize an idea, we go around about trying to prove this and prove that and prove this and prove that. And you know what you're going to do? You're never going to get it all done. Because just by the time, and they're debunking it themselves, they will every age. Look, they've been doing it in the Bible for a long time. They said, you know, that there's no way that this could happen or that could happen, and then science will come out and prove that, yes, it does happen that way. Yes, it does. There is geysers down in the ocean and things like that. They said, no, that's impossible. There it is. Amen. They'll keep doing it, and they're doing it with the message. Every time I see them come out with something, they'll go back and say, oh, wait, we missed this. That's right. You're not God. He is.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
That's right.
But again, to try to protect something, and you know what it is? It shows you have no faith. Because if God's behind it, why do you need to do anything about it? This is the Almighty. He takes care of his word, brother, sister. And not just written word, he did take care of that. But he takes care of the revealed word. That's right. It will not fall void. I don't care how many people back away. I don't care how many people doubt this word and what they prove this and this quote over here and this said. It doesn't matter. The word will press on. The word, there will be a bride without spot or wrinkle. And I'm part of it. I'm looking at it right here. There are people who are going to stand with this word and not just say it with lip service, but it'll come out. It'll manifest, hallelujah, the perfect man on earth again.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
That's right. Hallelujah. We talk about a bride's revival, don't we? Amen. Oh, we just like to throw these things around. God give us understanding. Yes. Not understanding, not reasoning now. Spiritual understanding to know what to do with the word when it comes. Hallelujah.
Right.
You think that's being intellectual? It's not. That Peter had to know how to use the keys. He had heard Matthew 28:19. Come on. Go all nations, teach them, baptizing them in the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. When he was given the keys, he had to have understanding. He had to have a revelation. What is that name? It's that name that defeated every other name. The name of Jesus. Hallelujah. That cycle of revival, as we said, it'll go. God will start a work. And I just read the quote, but you understand, they'll start a work. It's on the word. But then they'll try to protect it. As if God can't do it himself, so they take it upon themselves to do what God said he'd already do. God help us to never do that. That'll go with your healing too. People say, oh, God, I believe God will heal me, but then you go about doing it your own way. Back it up. Let God do it. People will say, well, I'm trusting God for this, and then you watch what they're doing in their lives, so you didn't trust in him at all. You're doing it all yourself. You know why? Because you'll start contradicting the word. Come on now. The word says you ought to be in church. You'll do something and say, well, I had to do this because of this reason. I couldn't make it to church that day. Hallelujah. Come back to the word, brother, sister. Amen. That's all there is to it. There ain't no more reasoning about it. Come back to the word. Right. Just come back to the word. If you have any little doubt, come back to the word.
Amen.
You'll never go wrong obeying the word of God.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. But we've had this cycle. It came with Luther. It came in every age. It came with Moses. They tried to guard that. It came with all the way down. David, they try to guard that. And they try to live off a past reputation because they know they don't have the goods. They can talk about it, but they know in their heart they ain't got anything. Hallelujah. They had Moses. Pharisees were pointing at Moses. That's what they were saying right here. Said, Jesus, we demand you tell us about the kingdom of God because we heard it. We heard of a man named Moses who could part the Red Sea and bring plagues and heal, divine healing stuff, but we don't see any of it. Where's it at? And they demanded of the Savior, where is it if you're the Messiah? You're supposed to tell us. And he said, it doesn't come with observation. Oh, it doesn't come with your eyes. It doesn't come with you figuring it out. But lo, it's not there. It's not over there. It's right in here.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And even said later, his disciples said, when they say it's over there, Don't follow. When they say, oh, you better go find this brother over here, he's the one. God told us who it would be. He said it would be Elijah. That's right. That's right. He'd lead to the Christ who is the man. That's right. Amen. Brother Branham picks up this idea of the revival. Now I'm going to read this quote, 63, the third seal. Now that's the reason today that the revivals we're supposed to have. We have denominational revivals. We haven't had a real stirring. No, sir. Don't think we've got revivals. We haven't. Oh, they got millions and millions and millions of church members, but not a revival nowhere. No. The bride hasn't had a revival yet. Listen. See, there's been no revival there, no manifestation of God to stir the bride yet. See, we're looking for it. It will take those seven unknown thunders back there to wake her up again. He will send it. He promised it. And I'm going to preach, Lord willing, I'll preach on those seven thunders themselves a little bit more specific than I have. But see, the prophet right here in the midst of the third seal, we know that God was bringing the seals to reveal himself to the church. And at that time, he said, the bride had a revival yet. He hasn't had a revival yet. We've seen these manifestations. We've seen all these things. But we haven't seen that thing that will bring the bride to where she ought to be. Hallelujah. We're still looking for it. But, you go a little bit after the seals. 1964, recognizing your date and its message, Brother Branham says this. Why do they do that? Why did they do that? They want a great awakening. They're crying, believing that there will be awakening. They're good people. Why is it? What have they done? They have not recognized the awakening of the bride. I'll make sense of this here in a minute. See, by being a Christian, they feel the pull of the hour. They haven't recognized what's been done. That's what's making them feel that way. They know something is supposed to happen. But see, they're looking way off in the future to come when it's already happened right by you. In the sixth seal, Brother Bram says this, says, love Jesus with all your heart. Just be simple. Don't ever try to figure out anything. Just be simple before God. Because the more you try to figure it out, the further you get away from Him. See, just simply believe Him. Hallelujah. So what are we talking about? This cycle revival. What does revival say? If you have to have a revival, that means you're dead. Because you're not alive. You need something to bring you back alive again. So what happened is every age, they know they had the power of God. They remembered their grandma's story. God help us. That's great to have it. But that God needs to be here now. I've seen people in this message who live that way. Oh, I remember, you know, grandma so-and-so used to pray and bless God. What's your prayer? Grandpa so-and-so used to talk about this and that. You're dead. Hallelujah. Is that why the message came? No, sir. And we've watched that cycle go. And he said it's never failed. But then how in the world are we going to make it out of here if every time God starts revival, it's going to die? Well, it's time to stop having revivals. It's time to be a revival. It's time to recognize what God has done. The prophet said she needs a quickening. She needs something to bring the bride back to life. She needs a real revival. And he identified what it takes. It's those seven unknown thunders. Hallelujah. And I'm gonna preach on, but it was the revelation of the seals. That when the seals were broke, he said, it's in that seventh seal. Those seven unknown thunders came out. You go find. I'm gonna preach on it. I don't have it with me, but I plan on it. I'll have to do it sooner than later, I think. Because I think we need to hear these things. We need to know what God has done. But after those seven thunders has come out, they asked him, saying, are the seven thunders the seals, the revelation of the seals, or are we looking for something else? He says, no, what are you talking about? That's what it was all about. And he comes over here and he says, they're looking, they're creating revival, revival. Why? The Lutheran knows they don't have what Luther had. The Wesleyans know they don't have what Wesley had. The Pentecostals are figuring out real quick they don't have what their fathers have. The message people are beginning to realize, have we lived a lie? Where is the God of Elijah? Hallelujah. How come anytime sickness got around that prophet, they got well? How come anytime somebody needed the Holy Ghost, they got it? How come when there was a need for the supernatural showed up? And here I am wondering what's going on. And what are they doing? They're looking around, instead of looking where God gave it. Amen. Oh, let's go to this preacher. Let's go to that preacher. Go to the Word. God gave it to you. How about you go press play once in a while? How about you go get a book out and read it? How about you learn what this thing's even about yourself? Hallelujah. And I wish I, people, you know, they think I'm a legalist about things, but these things came from the Holy Ghost. Nobody told me to quit wearing shorts, brother, sister. Never heard it preached one time. The Holy Ghost told me to quit it. Nobody told me to put a tie on and look respectful in the house of God. The Holy Ghost told me to look respectful to God. Hallelujah. It has nothing to do with you, brother, sister. I don't care about your opinion. I came to worship Him. That's why I didn't put up with that no praise demon stuff that I had to listen to. Well, everybody be seated. I guess. Let's sing Standing on the Promises. I'm going to stand on the promises.
Amen.
We've got a little legalistic in this message. Don't kid yourself. Come on now. God will do something real good and bless us real fine. We can't hardly voice enough words to say thank you. Come on, we got too many buckles in our knees. Can't even stand up no more. Hallelujah. You go read in Ezra when they brought the word. He said they stood up and praised God. Amen. I'm pretty sure when we cross over there, there ain't going to be no benches, brother, sister. We're going to be shouting praises to God. But it's got to be this good, brother Andrew. I mean, that was pretty good, but if it's this good, then I'll really start worshiping. Forget that. It's God. He's worthy of praise, and there ain't no rock out there going to praise God in my place. God sent me to worship Him, and I'm more than willing to do it, Lord. I think that's what keeps us down sometimes. You have to humiliate yourself. You have to get out of your flesh, make yourself feel stupid sometimes, because that's when God can move on you. Amen, I'm telling you, that's the truth. I'm not a legalist, but I'm scriptural. You find me quiet worship in the Bible. Woo, got quiet, but here's to tell you, it ain't there. Brother Bram said, anywhere Jesus went, there was a lot of noise. Hallelujah. Well, what's happened, brother, sister? We need to recognize that when the seals were open, God was doing something with the church. He was bringing her to an awakening, to the bride's revival. I said, stop having revivals, plural. It's time to have the revival God gave us.
Amen.
Now let me read you some more here. This is out of 1964, Broken Cisterns. It's after the seals, just in case you think this don't apply no more. Thank God for this message. Like the little Welshman said, well, one time when they had the Welsh revival going on, there were some dignitaries from the States, some Pharisees come to check it out. Just like they did Jesus. We see all these miracles and stuff. We're coming to find out, where's the kingdom of God? Tell us where it is. Is it in Jeffersonville under the bridge? Come on. Is it at Brother Donnie's? Is it at Eddie Biscoll's? Is it at this special meeting? It's right here in the Word. That's where the revival is. That's right. Quit looking for it other places. Where is that at? Right in you, brother, sister.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And I ain't your revival either, so quit that nonsense. He is.
Amen.
And I got the Holy Ghost. You got the Holy Ghost. You got it. Hallelujah. It's everything, brother, sister. It's to know God lives in me. That's everything. That's why Brother Bram said the revelation you've got to have is your salvation. And the only way to know that you're saved. You can be guessing. Come on. There's people going to come to the last judgment and realize that they were saved and didn't know it, but not the bride. He said, the servant doesn't know what his master does, but I don't call you servants. I call you sons. I call you friends because you know what I'm doing.
Amen.
That's why that group, see, we think that we're not supposed to know. You're supposed to know what God's doing because He's doing it through you. You know the white throne judgment. People will apply that wrong where He said He put the sheep on this side and the goats on this side and said, you visited me and all these things and you took care of me. And He said, when did we do that, Lord? They didn't know. Why? They weren't the bride. They were kind to the bride. They took care of the bride. But the bride was over on this side, right next to the king. And they were standing in judgment together. And that day is soon approaching, brother, sister. Hallelujah. All right, well, let's go a little bit further here. Some of these great doctors of divinity went over to Wales to find out where and what this was all about. So they had their turnaround collars and their plug hats, and they're walking down the street, and here come a little cop along. We're on his little old billy club in his hand and whistling. Down at the cross where my Savior died. Down there for cleansing from sin I cried. There to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to His name. Walking down the street, so they said, this seems to be a religious man. We'll go ask him. And they said, mister, said, yes, sir. He said, we are here from the United States. We're a delegation. We come over to investigate the Welsh revival, so-called. We are doctors of divinity, and we're here to look it over.
He said, we want to know where the revival is and where it's held. He said, sir, you have arrived. I am the Welsh revival. Amen. The Welsh revival is in me. Here is where it's at. That's the way it is when you live by the fountain of living waters. It's living all the time, bubbling over and over and over. There is no end to it. Brother, sister, when God came back to reveal himself in this age, he saw the bride standing there. He saw John needing a revelation, and he said, I will give it. He said, I've let the seven thunders utter, but in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when he'll begin to sound, the mystery of God will be finished. Hallelujah. And he opened it up. He showed himself to do what? Put us into a revival that doesn't end. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That we wake up in the morning in revival. We wake up tomorrow in revival. We come to church in revival. We ain't waiting for the next special meeting, brother, sister. Praise God for them. But hallelujah, it's time to live in a revival. It's time to say, I am the bride's revival. I'm not waiting on the bride's revival. I am the definition of what the bride's revival is all about. I got joy in my heart. I got the power of the Spirit. I ain't afraid of the manifestation of the Holy Ghost. I'll take to the streets and preach it.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. There's no end to it.
Amen.
Not go see if some water, if we had a little rain here not long ago. That's not it. Too many preachers preaching it that way. That ain't it, brother, sister. I don't need another message. I don't need another preacher. God said in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, the mystery of God be finished. Amen. To do what? To bring a bride to a rapture. And that's all I'm interested in, is how can I make it? And God supplied it. So all I need to do is say amen, accept it, and be it.
Amen.
Glory to God. Not go see if some water, if we had a rain here not long ago. That's not it. It's a fountain of living water. As I said, it gives its water free. You don't have to put rags on it to find out, some educational rags, before you can send him out to preach and see if he spells his words right, speak them right, if he uses nouns and pronouns and so forth and adjectives. Many of them don't even know what they are, but he's living at the fountain just the same. See, the same. And that's what I say, brother, sister. We've passed out too many preachers, and I'm going to bring it right to this message that all they have is an intellectual experience, never seen the power of God, never known the first thing about a real Holy Ghost, that you have to look and say, man, I wish we had what the Pentecostals had. See, if that's the case you're in, you miss something, brother, sister, because we have everything that Luther preached. We have everything Wesley preached. We have anything the Pentecostals had, and we have all from Genesis to Revelation given to us, the title book of redemption, and any promise in there is mine. If there's anyone who should be jealous, it should be the world to the bride of Christ. Hallelujah. I already told you, I'm just going to have to preach. I had a minister come to me one time. And I noticed I'd been in service with him. And I said, you got a gift of speaking in tongues, don't you? And you know how they look at you, like, how do you know that? It's like, well, some people got the Holy Ghost, I guess, you know. And I ain't trying to brag. It's just what the Bible said. You don't need any man teach you. You know all things. Hallelujah. And he revealed that to me. And I said, brother, why aren't you using it? And he said, well, and I'm trying to paraphrase a little long. You know how they bypass the issue a little bit. This is a minister now. Listen, this is a minister. And he said, well, you know, it might be wrong or something. I was like, well, you're already defeated before you even started. I said, how do you preach? And he said, well, you know, the people, you know, if I made a mistake or something, I don't know if they'd have the grace to accept me still or something along those lines. And I'm paraphrasing a little bit. But I said, how in the world do you claim to preach the gospel? I said, you think just one little message in tongues, that I understand that's a fearful thing. We ought to take that carefully. But you're up there for an hour or so. Preaching, prophesying. Hallelujah. In an office that is above the nine spiritual gifts. That's true. The five gifts of the five ministerial gifts are to watch over those things. That's absolutely right. You tell me you got faith for this, but not over here. Something's wrong somewhere. You want to know what it is? We've handed into a Nicolaitan system. We get up, and it ain't about getting the Holy Ghost leading necessarily. It's that I can preach a good thought. I can get it all figured out to where I've got educational rags over there, and everybody that go look will know that I quoted the quotes and this and that because I had it all pinned up just the way I need to say it. Sometimes God don't want that. Sometimes God wants you just to spit it out there and throw it around and let the seed go wherever it needs to go. Sometimes somebody needs to hear something that ain't in your notes today.
Amen.
There you go.
And sometimes we don't need the rest of your notes today. Me too, brother, sister. I don't know how many times I've said, forget this. I'm just going to do what God's saying today. You know why? Because it's not my program. It's God's. And it's not a program. It's eternal life. Hallelujah. He brought the revival that we could stay in it. Amen. Hallelujah. See, brother, sister, help us. Let's turn. I got another scripture I want to read. John chapter 7. How many knows the Bible says, he that hungers and thirsts after righteousness shall be filled? Right. Amen. A lot of people misinterpret that, though. They think they're just supposed to always be hungry and starving and dying and thirsty and dehydrated and everything else, and that they're serving the Lord by doing that. He said, you shall be filled. He didn't say, I'm not going to give you nothing. He said, he'll fill you. So if you're hungry and thirsty, eventually you got to get it. See, there's got to come a day when you say, I know I got the Holy Ghost. And some people think that you're bragging or something. Well, you have to know. If you don't, I'm pretty sure Peter knew when he got it. He wrote it down. Amen. He knew when Cornelius got it. He told us all about it.
That's right.
Well, they could have got the Holy Ghost and this and that and the other thing. Where's the Holy Ghost in that? Uh-huh. Come on now. All right. John chapter 7. Let me find where I want to start at. Let's just go 37. Let's just go right there. And the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, if any man thirst, are you thirsty? Come on. Let him come unto me and drink. Not just come unto me and say, Lord, I'm thirsty. I'm thirsty, I'm thirsty, I'm thirsty. I got no joy, I got no peace, I don't got any love. I don't know what I'm going to do. And the people just do that service after service. He didn't say, come do that. He said, come and drink. That means come and get your thirst quenched, or get it quenched up, get it gone, forget it. And we just go take a little trip. Well, that was a mighty good service. Amen. Well, brother, that was some good work. No, Lord, that word was for me. I want it all over me, Lord. That I'm the bride of Christ. I'm just going to dunk it on me. People think that when Aaron, look, listen, even when the Bible says sprinkling, it does in the Old Testament for sprinkling, anointing, and stuff. But when it said Aaron was sprinkled to be the high priest, you know what it said later on? It said it's like the anointing oil that dripped all the way down his beard. So even a sprinkle on God's category is a little bit more than what we think. It was still pouring down, brother, sister. Hallelujah. If any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly. Not the pastor's belly, not the church's belly, out of his belly.
Amen.
Shall flow rivers of living water. But this he spake of the Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive. For the Holy Ghost was not yet given, because Jesus was not yet glorified. There was another person, just turn real quick back, John 4. You all know this, the woman at the well story. Just go down to 13 with me, John 4, 13. Praise his holy name. John 4, 13. Jesus answered and said unto her, whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again, but whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water spring up into everlasting life. So, brother, sister, listen to what I'm trying to say today. People are having revivals. What is it? A rain, and there's no sustenance in the believer to maintain it once they're gone. But Jesus didn't say that. He said, come unto me, ye that are hungry and thirsty. Come to me, ye that labor. I'll give you rest. I'll give you drink. I'll give you, what did he say? I'll give you the Spirit.
Amen.
And he said, this woman, he said, you come to this well over and over and over again. You come to this church. You come to this service. You come to this, that, and the other thing. Come on.
Amen.
And you get a little drink, but you'll be thirsty again. But he that'll get what I give,
amen,
the Holy Ghost, I'll put the well in him.
Right.
Now look, you still got to drink it, but you don't got to go find it. That's the point. It's in me. Hallelujah. I have the water I need every day.
Amen.
That's being a revival. Hallelujah. That when I wake up and I go, man, it hurts. Wait a minute, I got a revival. I got healing right in here in the name of Jesus. Get up and say, man, I'm sad today. Wait a minute, I got a revival. I got the Holy Ghost. Come on, and he's love. That's right, he's joy. We forget that part of it sometimes. So many Christians can't even.
God bless you, brother.
Where's the joy of the Lord in that? And you wonder why you're so depressed all the time, because the Bible already declared the joy of the Lord is your strength. You won't find it nowhere else.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Not just joy, the joy of the Lord, him himself in you, manifesting it out of your life, a well of living water.
What do they say after he said this? Actually, it's in John. I wanted to read. Go back to John 7. I'm just going to read that. I want you to read the 40th verse. What do they notice when he said this? Many of the people, therefore, when they heard this saying, said, of a truth, this is the prophet. Others said, this is the Christ. Others said, shall Christ come together? And he went fighting about it. But some said, we know that this is that prophet because he's saying exactly the word for this day. They had deputies come and say, arrest him. And they said, never a man spake like this man. Right. Why? It wasn't like the scribes and Pharisees or backslidden preachers or intellectual believers.
Right.
That they just said nice flowery things. And you know, they had their nice little, oh, God help me. Brother, sister, I don't. I'm not trying to condemn everyone. I'm trying to condemn sin.
Amen.
The preaching the gospel is not a lecture. Come on now. You don't get smart and then you preach the gospel. Nope. Preaching the gospel is finding a man that's in this well of life.
Amen.
That's right. That's got a call of God and knows that he's dependent on God. And I thank God for a prophet that when he started the ministry, he didn't even read the scriptures himself.
Yeah.
He had his wife do it. Come on now, you go read it up. That's right. A man that knew, and I've heard it too, what was it, a Russian man one time. We think about this for a while. God sent a prophet out of America. It makes it a little easier to accept it. Imagine being a Russian. Well, if the prophet was from Russia. Oh man, you know, they're this and that. Yeah, this Russian had that problem. But you know what converted him? He was listening to the tapes.
That's right.
He got to the end of the service and Brother Branham began to sing. And he said, oh, praise God. He said, what are you talking about? He said, a man that sings that bad don't care about his reputation. He's trying to serve the Lord. And it converted, it made him believe in his sincerity.
That's right.
Amen.
Good.
That's right, brother, sister. Identified masterpiece of God. You enjoying the word today.
Amen.
1964. And some people would say, I'm Pentecostal. That's fine. I'm Lutheran. That's all right. There's nothing against that. But friend, the wheat is still moving on. We've had one of the greatest revivals. It's lasted longer. History says that revival only lasts about 3 years. This one has been 15 years or more. Great healing campaigns, but it's cooled off now. Look, every revival always produces an organization after it. Why didn't this one? There's a little group of brethren started up here somewhere called Latter Rain. They didn't go anywhere. Dropped right through. Why? It's the weed age, friend. It's the wheat. There's a ministry on the earth that's just like the one that went into the ground back yonder at the beginning. A real Pentecostal experience.
Amen.
The churches are getting organized, and one is trying to build a bigger than the other and get more members and things. Organizations gradually, we see it. I'm Pentecostal. We see it pulling away. But what is it? It has to do that so that the sun can get to the grain. If it hadn't been there first, it had been no shuck around it. It had no place to go. God made it a shuck, see, like the corn, like the wheat, like anything else that comes forth from the burr. Now, see, there hasn't been any organization after this. Why? There's no more time for one. We're at the end.
That's right.
And brother, sister, they try. The devil has tried to get people to make an organization out of this message. Why won't they work? Because there's too much truth in it. That's right. Eventually, the people say, well, we believe the message. We'll go read it. And they're going to say, wait a minute. This ain't what that preacher was saying. Why? Because the spirit, it's an organizational spirit, and it's the Antichrist. And this word, if you go dig in it, you'll find you can't have that spirit in your assembly. No, you can't. It ain't about a person. It ain't about a group. It's about a Holy Ghost. It's about the person of God. It's about God expressing himself to his children that they all their lifetimes were subject to bondage. They didn't know what they were doing, but God saw them from the foundation of the world and said they have to come back because they are the original seed. They can't be something that they're not. I need to get them to what they were from the foundation of the world. I know what it will take, so I'll send Elijah.
Amen.
And restore them back to what? The faith. Hallelujah, to the original word, because without original word, you don't get original seed.
Right.
Amen. That's what he's saying here. He said, we're still moving on, friend. Why? It's all come up to the wheat. So why are we expecting to see anything outside of us?
Amen.
And I'm not just talking, I'm saying out of the truth that we are preaching is the only life that is left.
That's true.
Everything else is residual. Hallelujah. Brother, sister, I'm kidding. Catch a little kickback, but look, we're not supposed to be still looking for something to happen, still hungering and thirsting and just saying, well, we're just here to survive and just barely make it on. If you're hungering and thirsting, you need to go back to the well of life.
You need to go back and realize that God already gave it to you. God already gave it to you. And the message, what did it show you? God already knew it from the foundation of the world. There was nothing ever out of cater. He knew what you need of. And I'm not talking just the bride. I'm talking you, Dad. I'm talking you, sisters and Brother Dan, all the way around. Every individual person.
Amen.
God knew what you needed to go through. He knew what mistakes you needed to make so you could see the truth.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Now quit resisting His will. Don't harden your heart. Just say, Lord, it's for me. God is waiting for a church without spot or wrinkle. And if you don't have spot or wrinkle, you know you go to iron a shirt. I'm telling you right now, if you ain't got any water, you're going to have a hard time. I figured that out the hard way, brother, sister. I didn't know it. I was pretty ignorant, actually. But on top of my iron's a little thing where it lets in a little bit of, or it lets water come through it all the time while you're ironing. Well, my little son, I went and pushed it all the way to dry. And I was like, man, you know, I went to iron. I was like, oh, that's stuck on there pretty bad. So I was having to spray it a whole bunch and then do it. You know what? That's just like churches nowadays. They're all dry and sticky. You can't do nothing about it. So they got to have a revival just to get one little thing pressed out. That was pretty fresh right there, but that was pretty good. But I realized, hey, there's just a little switch here. All I got to do is say, he that believes, you know, and push it over. And then it's constantly got water going through it. So the whole time, oh, that's nice. That's real nice. I don't have to spray it up. Don't got to press it up. Don't got to do nothing. It just smooths right off my shirt. That's right, brother, sister. And God said there's going to be a bride without spot or wrinkle. There's going to be a bride that's got everything ironed off of them. Why? Because they are the Word.
Amen.
They're not trying to just get the Word on from the outside in. They are the Word on the inside. And everything is just feeding into that soul so we can push it out. Brother Rand said, they're like, just drink it in and push it out. Drink it in. Say, Lord, that word's for me, but push it out, brother, sister. Those angels had six wings. Reverent, humble, but in action. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Would have done us good. It wouldn't have done us very much good if Jesus just healed the sick in his head. Or if he just preached the word as a thought and never became a word. If he just casted out devils with his thought. It didn't work that way. That there had to come a day where that thought became a word. And that word became an action, and it proved itself was the same.
Amen.
God has brought a bride back to the Word, not so we can just sit and say, we're the bride, we're the bride, we didn't do nothing. We're here to show off and look how great we are. That ain't what it is. It's to show we know who this God is. He's my husband, and He still lives.
Amen.
Hebrews 13:8 ain't just sitting there. I know what it's all about. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. The same Holy Ghost you talk about that filled that Son of God on River Jordan filled my soul in the age of 19, and He manifests out the same life.
Amen.
Tolkien, 1963, it has to be because a woman and her husband become one. They become one, and so does Christ and the bride, does the bride and Christ become one? The ministry of the bride is the ministry of Christ. It is the same. And remember, the former treaties, O Theophilus, have I wrote to you that Jesus began to do and continues to do. His death didn't stop Him. No, sir, He returned again. Not a third person, but the same person returned again in the form of the Holy Ghost and continued the work on and continues on, said the book of Acts. Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. That's the token. That's the sign. I don't even care, brother, sister, how much you intellectually believe this message. Say, yes, Brother Branham was a prophet. Yes, I'll wear my hair long. Yes, I'll wear skirts. Yes, I'll clean it up. I'll get the TV out and all these things. If there's no token behind all of that, God doesn't recognize it.
Amen.
But, brother, sister, if you have received the Holy Ghost, you have the purchasing price of redemption. God, and you didn't earn it. God gave it to you.
Right.
It's the gift of the Holy Ghost. And the Pentecostals tried to rob that of us. They tried to take it and just make it a meal ticket. And they tried to take it and say, we got to keep having it over and over and over again. And hopefully we'll have a revival at the right time. And God won't catch us down here to downtime when the rapture comes.
Right.
He'll catch us at the right time. We're having a good revival, having a good time. And then we'll all go together. Praise the Lord. But we know the Bible said that won't happen.
Right.
He said, in a day you don't think.
Right.
The thief cometh in the night. Watch therefore. That means that at the time things are cooling off, brother, sister. At the things where people are falling away and all these things, all the signs of the Bible, that's the time to look.
Amen.
That's the time to pay attention. How? It's in me. Pay attention to where's the revival. If it's out there, I'm missing something. Hallelujah. If I'm waiting for something, why am I waiting, Lord? I must be missing it. And you know what? We've waited for enough preachers to get us to it. It's time for us to realize we need to go do it ourselves. I thank God. I believe in the offices of God. Obviously, or why would I be up here preaching? God uses these gifts, but it's still your choice, brother, sister. Amen. It's your choice to obey the word. It's your choice to say, that's for me. You're the only one who can repent for your sins. You're the only one who can get right with God. I can lead you to the altar. Every man in the world could pray with you and anoint you with oil, but until you're willing to lay down your soul, hallelujah, and you only can do it if God chose you from the foundation of the world, or you'll never be able to surrender. Amen. You'll always have to hold on a little bit. You say, well, I'll give up this and that, but I don't know about this over here. Well, that happened to a rich young ruler one time.
That's right.
Oh, yeah, he accepted the word. Yeah, he said, Moses, right? All these commandments, I've done them my whole life. I follow this word. Yes, I let my, women, I let my hair grow. Yep, I kicked TV. I did these things from my youth. But he still knew deep down, what lack are yet? Too many Christians living that way. They don't have peace. They don't have content. What will they do? They'll do every religious act in the world. I've met them. As a preacher, I'll tell them to do something. You know what? They'll do it all day long, but they won't believe in what they're doing. So you know what happens? They got to come do another religious thing, and they'll feel good for a little while. Why? They're just having revivals. They need to become one.
Amen.
All the way back here where we started, I'm going to wrap this up here in a minute. He says, when he demanded the Pharisees when the kingdom of God should come, he answered and said, the kingdom of God cometh not with observation. So can you stop doing that? Can you stop saying, well, Russia's doing this, now we know.
No.
Israel did this, now we know. America did this. They made gay marriage and all this stuff. Now we know. That's with observation, brother, sister. Jesus already told you it's not coming that way.
Right.
They'll stay low here. It's this sign. It's that sign and everything else and blah, blah, blah. Brother Bram said, this is your final sign.
That's right. Amen.
What is the sign? The same sign I believe in today. I'm not preaching a new sign. It's the same one. Amen. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, day, and forever. The Messiah sign that God is still here. That he still knows your thoughts. He still knows the intents of your heart. He still knows everything that's going on all around us, brother, sister. That's how they figured out. And he said, what was the day that the Son of Man was revealed? And that's the day we live in.
Amen.
I'm going to stop right there. Let's stand together today. Hallelujah. Praise his name. Hallelujah. Now quit down the word of God. Let's just praise him for a little while. Say, Lord, I'm not trying to have a revival. I am the revival. I'm the one that's going to have a good time because this message was for me.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I'm not dead in sin and trespasses. I've been given life. Thank you, Lord. I feel like praising the Lord for a little bit. The move is on. Can you give me a C? The move is on, my Lord. The move is on. Come on, there you go. The move is on, my Lord. Said he said the move is on the bride. The move is for the bride, thus saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, brother, sister, Say, Lord, I believe that, but Lord, it's just stuck in my head. I needed to drop in my heart as a real revelation. But I believe you, Lord, as I lift my hands, I surrender it. I said, Lord, that's for me today. God bless your brother and sister. Say, Lord, the move's on me. I'm not afraid of the manifestation of the Spirit of God. I'm not afraid for my generation to see that Jesus Christ is alive in me. Hallelujah. God bless you, brother, sister. God bless you. You feel that revival spirit? That's you. That's you, brother, sister. You're one with Him. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Just get your flesh all out of the way. Say, Lord, that moves on me. There ain't nobody praising the Lord, but I'm going to be praising the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Praise the name.
Thank you, Lord. Oh, get out of your flesh. Get out of water. I know we don't sink fast. I know we think we got to do some religious motion. No, just believe. Say, Lord, that's for me today. I need the joy of the Lord. Father, fill my soul today. I need healing from on high. Lord, fill me with healing. Thank you, Jesus. Can you confess that? Can you have enough faith to say it to yourself? Say it out loud in the name of Jesus Christ. I have the victory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, praise His holy name. Holy name. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Let's just yield ourselves. Say, Lord, you're the guest of honor. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Have your way in my soul, Lord. Brother, sister, if you've got any sin in there, I pray you confess it now. Say, Lord, I'm coming to your holy presence, but I know there's an atonement made, so I'm here to confess. Hallelujah. I'm here to receive my forgiveness, Lord. Now, Lord, that I'm forgiven. Now, I have that perfect faith to render right in there, as Esther did, not afraid of the king's wrath because she was married to him. Oh, praise God. Recognize yourself the bride today. Recognize that you've got the token and present it to your need. Write to the Lord. Say, Lord, you gave me the Holy Ghost. That's right. Lord Jesus, you gave me this. And you said, by your stripes, I'm healed. And I confess that. Hallelujah. Let it flow right through your body. Just put that well person. You can feel that need of healing. Receive it, brother, sister. I don't need to pray for you. You've got it. You've got it. Do whatever you can do before you got here. Go ahead and do it. Just watch him. Watch him move on the scene. Say, man, that hurts. Do it anyways. Watch him take care of it.
Yes, Lord.
And same with your unbelief. Say, I ain't no Christian. I can't praise the Lord. I ain't worthy. Do it anyways. Watch what'll happen. Watch what happens when you be the Christian that you really are. Watch the devils flee left and right. Why? God inhabits your praise. Oh, praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Believe it with all your heart.
Jesus, hallelujah.
Lift your eyes, brother, sister. Your redemption draws nigh. Be the revival God has made you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God, for being here. Thank you for doing what no man can do. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, thank you for the revival of the bride. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, just worship Him now. Worship now. Let your tongue go loose a little bit. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm so glad that Jesus set me free. Oh, I'm so glad that Jesus set me free. I'm so glad Jesus. Go ahead and worship Him. I'm singing glory, hallelujah. Jesus set me free.
I'm so glad that
Be free today, Christian.
So glad that Jesus set me free. I'm so glad that Jesus set me free. Singing glory, hallelujah.
Jesus. Give me a clap offering now. Play it, Dad. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you for setting me free, Lord. Glory. Glory to God. Sing it again with all your heart now.
Oh, I'm so glad Jesus set me free. I'm so glad that Jesus set me free. I'm so glad that Jesus set me free. I'm singing glory, hallelujah. Jesus set me free.
Give my hand clap of praise and worship. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory. Yes. No music, Dad. No music. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, let's just take a moment here. No music at all. You feel the Holy Spirit here. Open your heart. Let him through.
Praise
That's the God's revival.
Amen. Amen.
Yes,
amen.
Lord.
God, praise God.
You hear that rushing
Thank
mighty
you,
wind?
Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah,
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Thank you. Oh, open
praise
your heart real
God,
big right now. Say,
God,
Lord, fill me.
God,
I ain't afraid to shout.
God.
I ain't afraid to
Thank
praise
you.
I ain't afraid
Jesus.
To speak in
Thank
tongues
you,
today.
Jesus.
I ain't afraid
Thank
to let my
Jesus.
Flesh go.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Praise
I ain't afraid to
God,
jump. I ain't afraid
God,
to shout.
Praise God. Praise God.
Don't get
Thank
dumb.
You,
oh, hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank
Just
you,
be
Jesus.
Encouraged, Christian.
Hallelujah.
Worship him.
Amen. Amen.
Glory.
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 Hallelujah. No
Thank
music,
you,
brother,
Jesus.
Sister. We're going to worship
you,
for a while.
Thank you,
Praise
Jesus.
Praise you, Lord.
Praise,
Praise
God.
You, Lord.
Praise God. Praise God.
Oh, we
God.
Love you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Amen, amen,
oh,
amen.
Oh, you're so good.
Thank
you're
you,
so
Jesus.
Good.
Praise God.
Oh, don't you just feel his presence
oh,
all around?
I love you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Love you, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Praise his name.
Just say, Lord, I'll be a vessel
Praise
of honor
God.
For you.
Thank
I open my heart
Jesus.
Up to you.
Oh,
Lord, I let go of my love of
God.
Everything else in life. Lord, I'm giving my love back to you,
Hallelujah,
Lord.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
My love back to the Word
Thank
of God.
You,
my
Jesus.
Love back to worshiping
praise
you, Lord. My love
name,
back
Jesus.
To singing your praise and having
Jesus.
That melody of joy in my heart
Thank
because
you,
I'm a Christian.
Jesus.
Oh, glory.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, Father.
Hallelujah.
Praise the name of the Jesus.
Hallelujah.
You, Jesus.
Now let's get real
hallelujah,
reverent before
Jesus.
Him. Thank
oh,
you, Jesus.
Praise,
I didn't say get quiet,
oh,
just get real reverent.
You,
say, Lord, your word.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Lord Jesus, don't
hallelujah,
you feel that presence?
Hallelujah.
Don't you know that it's
oh,
the Son
I
of Man
you,
still
Jesus.
Here with you?
Thank
hallelujah.
You,
hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, we praise you.
God.
We lift
you,
up holy hands unto your name, Lord.
I lift up
hallelujah.
I glorify you, blessing
oh,
honor, glory, and power unto you, O great King. Savior, Father, I love you, I love
Lord
you,
Lord God,
love you,
open
Jesus.
Every eye that's here.
Thank you, blessed
Let him
Lord
see all the
chariots of
fire protecting
Thank
this
you, blessed Lord
from every
Jesus.
Attack of the enemy.
Thank you, Lord
Thank
Jesus.
You, Lord Jesus, for your providing
Praise
hands.
God. Yes,
Thank
Lord
you,
Jesus.
Jesus.
We love you,
Raise
Father.
Up in faith, brother, sister.
Praise
accept your healing
Jesus.
Right now in the name of Jesus
Praise
Christ.
You, Jesus. Thank you,
Receive
Lord
your
Jesus.
Deliverance, Satan. You've
hallelujah,
done been exposed.
Hallelujah.
You have no power in this
Praise
place.
Praise God. Thank you, Jesus.
The bride
Praise
has the authority over you.
Jesus.
And in that
hallelujah,
name,
hallelujah,
the name of
Jesus
Christ, we cast you out of this
yes,
place.
Lord Jesus.
Praise Hallelujah.
Thy name. Praise thy name.
Hallelujah.
Ah, we love you, Father.
Oh, don't you appreciate
Praise
his deliverance?
Jesus.
Don't you appreciate
Thank
his love
you,
to you?
Praise
oh,
God.
Oh, don't you feel
Praise
that burden
God.
Just lifting off
Hallelujah.
In the name of
Hallelujah.
Jesus? Just feel that joy begin to sweep back in your life. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It was there the whole time. We just had to get the
the old carrying bricks out of the way, all that nonsense
praise
of the world.
Thy name, Lord.
Thank
Jesus.
You, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank
hallelujah,
you, Lord.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Brother, sister,
praise
get out of that devil's
God.
Cycle of death.
Thank
oh,
you,
I'm revived
Jesus.
And I'm dead. I'm revived and I'm dead.
Thank
no, brother,
you,
sister,
Jesus.
You always got eternal life.
Yes,
you always
Lord,
had it.
I appreciate you, Lord.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
I
Lord, I just
you,
want
Lord,
to abide
Jesus.
Right in that place.
Praise you, Jesus.
Oh,
praise
thank you,
Jesus.
Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Let's just let the Holy Spirit have His way. It's not even quarter after one hard. Let's just have, say, Lord, we came to church to let you have your way, Lord.
Oh,
we came to get all the trash out of my life. Came, Lord, to use me for your glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. F, Dad.
Thank you.
Just real soft here. Reach out and touch the Lord as He passes by. You will find He's not too busy. Oh, just worship now.
To hear your heart
glory.
Cry.
Hallelujah.
He is passing by this moment.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Your
thank you, Lord.
It's to
yes, Lord.
Apply. Reach out.
Glory.
And touch the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
As He goes by.
Oh, be sensitive.
Oh, reach out.
Say, Holy Spirit.
And touch.
I love you, Lord.
Lord.
Thank you for anointing this service. Thank you,
by.
Lord, for your faithfulness to be here.
You'll
vindicate the word once again,
He's
Lord.
Not too busy.
Let each one will drop right back in
to
line.
Hear your heart's cry.
Help him, Lord, I pray.
He is
hallelujah. I know you have. I believe you with all my heart, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
To supply. Oh, reach out and touch the Lord.
Oh, praise God.
As He
don't you just feel free today? Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, reach out.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
let's just create that real atmosphere of faith now. Take yourself right into the holies of holies by faith. Say, Lord, you invited me here to have a communion with you. That's why we came to church, Lord, is to spend time with you, with together as a body of believers to be in the presence of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And all John could seem to do when he got in there was just, Hosanna, hallelujah. Blessing and honor, glory and power be to him that sits on the throne. Brother, sister, just thinking about Brother Warren, Brother Tom, giving his heart to the Lord. I so appreciate a brother that knows how to apply the token and to stand on his word. You can't make them do it, brother, sister. That goes for your loved ones. That goes for your children. But you believe it. Believe it with all your heart. If it comes time to witness, you witness with all your heart. But let your light so shine before men, they'll know there's a God that exists. I just feel led, you young children, your heads bowed. Would you want to give your heart to the Lord today? Hallelujah. There's no one too small but can serve the Lord. Josh, or the Holy Spirit was speaking to Samuel the prophet. He didn't even understand his voice, but he heard him calling his name. And he kept trying to go to the preacher. Eventually the preacher said, son, God's talking to you. You need to go listen to what he says. Apply your faith now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on now, brother, sister. Press on through there. You got to take it by force. You got to say, Lord, that's me. That was for me. That was for my son. That was for my brother. That was for my cousin. Hallelujah. I ain't just spouting words. That was the Holy Ghost that's here now. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Don't be distracted. Don't let the devil rob you right before you get to it. Know that you got the Holy Ghost today, brother, sister. Know that you're sealed in. You'll see why other Christians just have that smile and just that beam of light about them. Because they know whatever happens, it doesn't matter. One of these days, it'll all be done. And I know I'm crossing over. Come on now, brother, sister. God wants you to have the Holy Ghost so bad. He left heaven for it. He left His glory. He left His power. He came, became you. Took it all the sin, strain, pain, death upon Himself. And paid it all. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit's in the service now. He's been in it the whole time, but you understand what I mean. He's moving. Lord Jesus. The greatest manifestation there is a heart given back to God. Receive it, brother. Come on now. Receive it, sis. God can't get some of these old people to believe it. He'll find them a 10-year-old to believe it. That's right. He'll find them little 5-year-olds to believe it. Yes, He will. In this atmosphere now, you're having your altar call. If there's anyone that wants prayer, you can come forward. If there's anyone specific needs you want prayer for, hallelujah, we've got a little one coming. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Have that perfect faith today. Have that perfect faith. Thank you, Jesus. Just lay that promise. Say, Lord, this was what you said. You said this was mine, Lord. Lord, and I want you to receive glory, so I'm accepting it by faith into my life. Lord, make me a vessel of honor that when people look at me, they won't even see me. They'll see you, Lord. You'll receive praise. You'll receive honor. You'll receive glory. I might have to go through shame, Lord. Lord, reject me. I understand that. But as long as you're happy, Lord, that's all I want. Come with that attitude. Say, Lord, all I want to hear is well done, thou good and faithful servant. Hallelujah.
Sister, listen. today. I just enjoy the rest of service and the rest of today. Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Heart, take all this out of him, Lord. Lord, he comes confessing it. I pray you'd come and cleanse him and give him the commission of the Holy Ghost and fill his soul for your glory. We lay it all down, Lord. I lay hands on according to the word. Now receive the Holy Ghost, I pray, in Jesus Christ's name.
Receive it, brother. It's right here. Be irreverent. The Holy Spirit's working right now. That's thus saith the Lord. He's right here. Praise your name, Lord. You know that's different. You feel the difference. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Just keep surrendering, brother, until it's all done. Until everything, all, no memories of it. Say, Lord, take it out of me. Lord Jesus, I believe I'm a son of God. I have to be what you said I was. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Not being emotional, that's the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We praise you for it, Father.
Brother comes with the right heart. He comes the way he wants. He's brought it to you. I agree with his faith. Lord, let that coal of fire touch his life and burn away all the iniquity. Help him to be the Christian he wants to be in his heart. Satan, we rebuke you. We cast you out of this family's life for the glory of God. They'll be restored back to the faith of the fathers. Make this the man of God he is, I pray. May today be the day, Lord, where the stakes drawn down and the devil has no power anymore. In the name of Jesus Christ, believe it, brother, it's yours. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Lord Jesus, I pray you come heal Justin of his mosquito bites, Lord. Make them all better for your glory. In Jesus Christ's name I pray. Amen. Just praise him, buddy. Thank you, Jesus. Say it. Satan, you're exposed. Glory. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, just be simple. Say, Lord, thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your faithfulness, Father. Praise your glorious name. From this day, Lord, I give you my life. I consecrate to you the word of God. Lord, day in, day out, I want to be a revival. I want to be a light that people can find the path back to life again. Lord Jesus, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you feel the effects of the word, can you praise him today? Can you praise him and say, glory to God? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Lord Jesus. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Such a squatter devil.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Oh, all hail King Jesus. All hail Emmanuel. The King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. Rise, morning star.
Just worship him. Give him a shout of praise and worship today. Thank you, Lord.
Jesus.
Glory. We praise you, Jesus. Yes. Yes. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Praise God. Glory. Hallelujah. 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 Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus.
What a mighty God we serve today.
Hallelujah,
what a faithful God.
Jesus.
This is the heart's needs of his people.
God, praise God.
To never leave
God.
Us destitute.
Thank you, Jesus.
But knows exactly what to say and when to say and how to do it.
Praise God.
Brothers over here,
God.
Sisters, stay with the word. Hallelujah. Stay right there with what God has done for you. Stay and say, Lord, this is mine inheritance. You did this for me. Don't ever pick up your old sin, your old carrying of the world. Say, Lord, that's gone. You took it from me. I laid it down. That's why we raise our hands. It's surrender. It's surrendered. It's not us no more. It's Christ that lives in me. Say, Lord, tomorrow I'm going to wake up. I'm just here to tell you, brother, sister, be the revival. Be it the devil come tomorrow. Say, you just got worked up. Say, no, no, something happened to me today. Something happened to me. I don't care you had the Holy Ghost 20 years. You need to have it today and say, something happened to me. Hallelujah. Say, I died of my old self. I'm living for Christ today. We just worship him together just a little bit before we go. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, Christian friends, hold on to that word. Pray for one another. Love one another. It won't be very much longer.
Hallelujah.
Be able to walk those streets of glory together. Golden streets. White robes skipping together. Say, we made it.
Hallelujah.
It's over. Hallelujah. Invest your whole lives for it, brother, sister. I trust you. You'll appreciate the return on that investment. Thank you, Jesus.
I just feel to let you go ahead and worship him any way you want to. He's already taken over the service. I've been out of this for a while now. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for doing what no man can do.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Glory, glory.
Man, I just so appreciate the honesty of hearts. Just feeling God's presence drop like it's been a long while. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Just such a sweet thing. Thank you, Jesus. Well, Dad, go ahead and worship now, whatever you're singing there.
Oh, what a mighty God
God
we serve.
Come on now, praise him.